Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
SansPants Radio, Pro Monarchy.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey everyone, before we start the show, we just have a very quick announcement. Mark Chatterley, the guy who pretty much runs SansPants Plus and does a whole lot of behind-the-scenes magic, has a very rare condition called PSC. So, what we've decided to do is put together a D&D's for Nerds animal adventure to help fundraise in aid of PSC support. We have the complete campaign available as an MP3 over at sanspantsradio.podkeep.com, so just head on over to show your support and give what you can. You can donate as little or as much as you'd like. All proceeds will be going towards helping those affected by PSC, as well as helping drive PSC research forward. I'm not going to attempt to pronounce what those letters stand for or what this illness does. Instead, I'm going to let Mark explain what this is. So take it away, Mark.
Zamitz asked me to give you a brief overview on what PSC is and what the charity is and what it all actually means, because it's probably not something you've heard of. PSC stands for primary sclerosing cholangitis, and you don't need to know what any of those words actually mean other than primary. You probably know what primary means, but the other two, don't worry about the other two. What it means at its basis is my body is stupid. A quick anatomy lesson. On the inside of you, there is a liver. It's your largest internal solid organ. Nice little fact there. And while most people think the heart is the engine of the body, it's not. The heart is just a pump. The liver is the engine of the body. The liver is what takes energy from food and makes it usable by you. So if your liver gets screwed up, like mine is, it's not going to be a fun time. Inside the liver, there's what's called the bile ducts. These are a tree-like structure that start inside the liver, and then they go outside and connect the liver to the gut to allow bile to move from one to the other. For you, these probably work absolutely fine, and you don't need to worry about them. But for me, my body has decided they are evil and wrong and must be destroyed. This means my immune system attacks them and causes them to shrink up and eventually close completely. The bile will sit there, become infected and eventually destroys the liver from the inside out. It's not particularly fun. It's a rare disease. There aren't a lot of us in the world who have this, and it's not curable and it's not treatable. But anyway, I've taken up enough of your time, so thank you again. Bye.
Thank you, Mark. Now, the adventure will also be made available to all SansPants Plus members, but if you are a subscriber, we do encourage you to go over to sanspantsradio.podkeep.com and give what you can. With your support, we can hopefully make a difference for people living with PSC. Now, enjoy the show.
Welcome to Chapter 6 of Jaren's Outpost Hustle, a D&D is for Nerds adventure. Heretofore,
maybe there's a way we can all win here. I don't know how.
So you can hold your breath for 12 rounds. Leo, you can hold your breath for 11 rounds. Periwinkle, 12. And Greg Pierce, 14. Dear. Also, there are 3 minutes.
One's just
one is not visible. Pierce, you duck under. Mm-hmm. You see Leo climbing his way back up. His legs are wrapped around seaweed.
Soap up the meat, throw it to the shark. He's dead. Down. He's gone.
That's good. What can he do?
Will the electric zap us if I did?
You don't.
Okay, then.
Good.
I take that as a yes.
I actually cannot fight a shark. You've been low to the fucking ground this whole adventure.
You gotta help me deal with the quiet knives.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I'll help you deal with the quiet knives.
They're brutal people.
Easy, man. Yeah. I'll steal it from the sabers. He'll steal it from Little Low. Yeah. Perfect plan. I never heard of this. I did not hear this plan part of the plan. What? Crazy.
You don't know him, but you reckon you've got like a measure of this person? You don't think he's going to kill innocent people? The town militia, incidentally, are, as we speak, working very hard to destroy that blood cult. You're like, I know where that tattoo's from.
So you only want to take it to the Sabres?
Yeah, that's it.
Purely for love.
Purely for love. Take it to the Sabres. You know this girl Laura, she's with me. Ah, we're together forever.
Periwinkle, Greg Pierce has just told you that those cult tattoos he has, he got in his misspent youth.
Do I buy that at all?
Greg Pierce's bluff is very high. So,
I'll take it at face value
right now.
I'm going
to give you two pieces, both of you, because you both made these rolls, two pieces of information, and I'm going to let you guys do with them whatever you want, all right? When he says misspent youth, you think that the story is probably largely true, but you think there's something more to it than that.
Yep.
Also, you are both able to tell that the tattoo is fresh. It's still, like, red raw from being applied.
Fair enough, Greg.
So, we all make mistakes.
That's the information. You make your own conclusions.
I just don't think I care.
Okay. Sure, blood cult, whatever.
I'm just not going to let Greg get out of my sight.
He'll fuck your wife. Not your wife.
He probably has.
Not your wife.
Fuck the idea that I have.
It's something we did in the past. We've moved beyond it.
You're the same Greg Pierce that fucked my wife.
Different fella.
I swear to God.
There's another guy, Greg Pierce, going around fucking wives. Not me, fella.
All right.
Not me, mate.
I imagine.
How do we get the weapon back?
Some street urchin to go around and say that his name is Greg Pierce.
Oh God, yeah.
My name is Greg Pierce, and I fuck all your wives.
You did good, kid. You did good.
9-year-old kid,
flick him a gold,
standing in a bar stool somewhere.
There's Greg Pierce. Get him. He fucked my wife as well.
And a scarper.
All right.
So. No one's gonna be a kid. You'll be fine.
I punched 3 kids once.
Slam.
Oh, well.
2 of them were my own.
Solves the problem, right. Yeah, of getting into...
So Eaton's got it. Here's the dragon. Now, it seems that, like, so the gnomes wanted... Dwarves. Why are the dwarves? Who the fuck are the dwarves, by the way? Like, the gnomes I can see because it's their weapon. Why are the dwarves here? Why?
You know that once a year, Dwarven Merchant Company comes through to trade and stuff like that? It used to be this big celebration that you guys would do. There'd be, like, parades and...
Remember the dwarf parades?
Like, celebration.
They were great.
Yeah, they were.
Fucking love the dwarf parade.
Oh, man.
This is actually kind of around the time of year that they used to do it.
Okay.
So they just happen to be here.
Perhaps.
Yeah. So, here's my question.
Hang on. Meat Pie, what are they doing at the orc camps now?
I like that you're... The audience can't see this, but Zamet's doing like a gesture as if he's talking into an earpiece.
Oh no, it was the temple. I was
like
doing
a Professor X. I couldn't see you properly, so it looked like an earpiece to me.
I like the earpiece better.
Meat pie,
what's the orc encampment looking like, Meat Pie? Meat Pie, come in.
Oh, they're still having a punch on, aren't they?
All right, here's my question. All right, and I guess this is to you as well, Adam. Who's Eaton's greatest enemy?
Who has it out for him the most, if anyone?
So, give me the political map. Eaton is unfriendly with...
90% of...
The militia.
Right.
We hate him.
Yeah, you hate him because he, like... You he say that you over. Represent the people, and he ruled with an iron fist, so it's a bit, you know, like mm-hmm. that. Mm-hmm. The church, Gnomes and Penia, because, once again, they represent the people. The blood cult kind of don't necessarily hate him, but they're really big in the status quo right now.
Yeah, right.
They
yeah.
like that there's a lot of upset going on. The orcs are obviously not friendly with anyone. The halfling families are not friendly with him because they're a little bit like the chaos that's going on, and also, like, he was very racist towards them.
He's a jerk.
The Sabres don't get along with him because they're fundamentally good and Eaton's fundamentally evil.
So most of them, basically.
And, yeah, that's everyone.
So he has no friends.
Yeah,
well,
he's on his own.
I would say them that the people we want on our side right now, probably, and the ones we can get, honestly, militia, right, halfling families. Yep. We go chat to Little O, we say, hey, we need to get in, we got to get that weapon you want. Oh, yeah. Mate, what can you provide us?
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Chuff on in, grab it.
Maybe do we let Little O in on the Saber plan so he doesn't think I'm fucking him?
Whatever you need to sleep at night, mate, yeah, sure.
You tell him that you're going to give it to the Sabres to steal it back from them?
Yeah.
And then when it's stolen from him?
Yeah, no, you're kind of setting yourself up for failure. Let's just not tell him.
Not tell
and
him
look,
at all.
Mate, if need be, you can blame me. He's already got it in for me.
Does he?
Oh, yeah. But he always
what
does.
Do?
What
did you do? Did you fuck his wife?
No, you fucked his daughter.
Oh, fucked his... No, his daughter. Yeah.
Oh, Jane.
Gave her one. Yeah, right.
Gave her one. Right.
So, he can blame it on me. That's fine. He's already mad.
She's always so upset.
I'm a good lover.
Do I know some guys in the militia that would be willing to help us on this particular plan?
All right. So, before that, also, what do we need from them to get to the place?
Well, getting in's not going to be
You could ask a bunch of your closest buddies.
Yeah.
Like, you have maybe 10 people. You reckon if you just asked them, they'd help you out. 10 people who owe you a big enough favor. You could also, like, you do have a lot of sway within the militia as well. So you could just ask the militia leader, let me get his name.
What I'm thinking is if they distract
Captain
him...
Captain Seymour Tolton?
Oh, that's a good name.
I could get Captain Tolton to help us out.
If we can basically get him distracted at the gates, we can slip on in while they're distracted with, you know, all the business happening outside. L, if you've got people who are still good with Eaton, tell Eaton that something's wrong, you know, down at the docks, they've got to get out there.
I've got no one who's good with Eaton.
Nah.
Nobody Eaton's retreated into his keep with his personal guard. Right, the personal guard were always separate to the town guard.
Yeah.
You're not
they're
friends
a bunch
with
of
any
pricks.
Of them. They are, though.
So I could definitely get you 10 men or half orcs and one other race of thing. I don't know.
Like a normal alpha.
And potentially more. Getting the 10 guys would be easy because I just tell them I need their help or I was cashing in on the favor that I owe them from, that they owe me from whatever.
Yeah.
Getting the captain involved makes it harder because he'll want to know what we're doing.
Right. As
and I can't lie to the captain very well.
As an idea, if you wanted a distraction, you could speak with the... You know for a fact, I guess, that the gnomes and the dwarves have big weapons that they can hurl at enemies. So that's an idea as a distraction, but you would be betraying them.
Okay, so...
Because none of you are planning necessarily on giving it to them straight away.
Did
at
anyone
least.
See... Are we the only ones that saw the dragon take the weapon?
Well...
We're the only ones who saw the dragon.
Well, the gnomes and the dwarves were both there, so presumably if their people in that tent got out alive, they know.
Right.
Whether or not the orcish leader is alive, maybe the orcs know.
What about this?
Or that orc in the tent. You don't know that that was their leader.
As little Tigalai or anyone in Lytai got, like a boat. Because maybe if the dwarves and the gnomes are already fighting, motherfucker, whatever, in his keep, then all we need is an escape. A driver, as it were. Someone to get out of the back, into the sea, he chuffs us back to land.
That's a good idea.
Because, I mean, like, we could see if... Can you send Meat Pie, have a look, see if there's anybody out the front of the castle?
All right.
Or anybody giving it the grief.
If Meat Pie flies too close to the keep...
Your link.
No, Meat Pie will be shot out of the air.
Oh, right.
You know this already.
Ah, they just don't like birds.
But that's, I mean, like, really...
They are wary of this exact thing happening.
Most people saw the dragon fly back, though. Right, and it seemed like I wouldn't have to assume.
The militia would know that the dragon came out.
Yeah, right? So people will be at the gate of Eaton. Hopefully, you'd think. Yeah?
Yeah.
What exactly do you mean?
Well, if Eaton's getting distracted and the gate's open, we can sneak on through the fray.
Can we go behind them? Maybe we get a boat.
Yeah.
Steal one of the dwarves' boats. go behind him, scale the walls.
Yeah, I'm right. Like, could do that.
Also, I'm kind of feeling, do we strike now or do we give it 8 hours?
Is time of the essence?
You don't think the dwarves or the gnomes are going to be, they're probably both going to want to reconsolidate before they do anything because this was a big fight for everyone.
I think we reconsolidate, and then I can talk to my militia buddies and see if they'll be able to help us in any way, shape, or form.
If you reconsolidate, it gives you time.
Yeah, right. Let's take a breather.
Because also then, if they attack, then we just attack while they attack. So yeah, we can just wait out. While they attack, then we just do our thing.
Sneak on him.
Yeah.
Right.
So, you guys just going to head back into town?
Is it good if we...
Do you want to come to my place for dinner?
Yeah, right.
I could go with some food.
Absolutely.
Yes.
On the proviso that I met you at the pub.
Done.
Right, yeah.
And we got in a fight, and I saved you both. The end.
It's a good... Yep, I can... Right, yep, yeah, I can... Done.
Back that up, that's...
And if you don't say that story, I will break your face with my hands.
Yeah, right. I figured. I assumed something like that would be the
all right. case. You all head back to Periwinkle's place.
Yep.
Each of you individually feeling that while maybe you're not 100% satisfied with the friends that you have allied yourself with, you understand that a lot of bigger factions are also vying for the same item, and you need as many friends as you can get right now.
Yeah.
So you go back to... When you get to Periwinkle's place, the table's already been set out. Obviously, Periwinkle's wife was not prepared for two extra people, but there's plenty of orcish gulgoshik to go around.
Yum.
She makes the best gulgoshik in the town militia city.
Gulgoshik, incidentally, is sheep's bladder stuffed with...
Another sheep's bladder.
Stuffed with hen's bladder.
Oh, it's delicious, I love it.
With egg cracked over the top.
I enjoy it, I assume.
It's pretty good, to be honest.
My knock
if you
recipe.
Like meat, it's good.
It's great.
Oh, it's delicious.
Delicious,
yeah,
lovely.
Bloody lovely. This is bloody delicious.
Don't overdo it.
All right.
Fair enough.
What's his wife's name?
Have it.
Little G.
Little G.
Not little
Gragar or something. Yeah.
Grogar?
Grogan.
Grogan.
Scroggan.
Grogia. Gragia.
This is bloody lovely, Gragia.
Mrs. O'Rourke will also suffice.
Right, Mrs. O'Rourke.
Mrs. O'Rourke. Stella Mill.
What were your kids' names? Did you end up settling on a kid's name
yet? I'd name my kids yet.
Would you like to?
Sure.
Two girls.
This is Buttons. And Sweat Rock.
My God.
This is Greg.
Classic, strong, orcish names. Unlike their father, I suppose.
Right, how are you? Sweat Rock.
Buttons.
I was named after my dad. These are my kids. This is Greg and Leo.
How you doing?
And my friends. Off you go.
We met at a pub.
He saved us.
Yeah, fights.
There was a fight at the pub. He saved us.
That's what I do.
All right. I guess so. Dinner's finished, and you say bedtime.
Mm-hmm. Bedtime, kids.
He runs a tight ship.
They're not going to bed. They start kicking up a stink. One of them overturns
her.
They're like 9, 10. Okay. Orcs. They're like 5, 6.
But that's equivalent. 9,
yeah.
10.
One of them overturns like the remains of her gulgoshik and starts kind of throwing the orcish equivalent of a half orcish equivalent of a tantrum. As in throwing cutlery at people.
Oh, I might. Where's the loo? I just want to get out of this awkward situation.
Don't have one.
Oh, right.
There's an outhouse.
I'll go to the outhouse just to...
Your wife calms them down.
I don't want to get... You know, it's awkward.
She gives you a sympathetic look.
I'm trying.
A sympathetic look. She's not expect... She'll berate you later about other things.
Good night, kids. Good night, knock knock. I mean, knock knock, because she doesn't speak English.
Oh, jeez. Does knock knock live with you?
Yes.
It's a busy house.
It is. She's staying with us at the moment because my dad's off. She's out around for dinner.
Yeah, right.
It's Sunday night.
Your papa and your
pappy and knock knock
finish their meals. They leave you like a little present for your grandkids, for their grandkids, and then they
Thanks, mum and dad.
They go home.
Bye, guys. All right,
I'll come back in at that point, assuming that
you can sleep on the couch,
right?
You can sleep on the couch.
Oh, thanks.
You're both small, so and it's a half-orc couch. So,
sweet.
I'll see you in the morning for breakfast.
Yes.
Right. Breakfast. I wish we'd discussed any kind of code before. Assuming that was code. You're just talking about breakfast.
Your wife goes out the back to slaughter a pig for breakfast. As in, like, yeah, you got to let it bleed.
All right.
Yeah, no, I'm with you.
While she's there doing that, we're going to bed. We'll wake up tomorrow. I'm going to go into work. And you're going to come with me to help me with some stuff.
Yeah, sure.
Yep. We'll go
from there.
All right, sure. Then I got a job to go
to. And if I wake up in the morning and stuff is stolen, I'll break both of you in half.
I'm not stealing anything. I'm not stealing. Nothing I want here.
Okay.
I have nice things.
Does that make his wife tell you what?
I like to imagine your house is like a little, like,
I got my own house, but I'm kind of terrified to leave.
House is like very nice, very cozy, a bit comfy, but a lot of choices are like, there's the orc. Like a painting that you're pretty sure is painted in blood.
You know those little people have little like China statues in like a glass.
Yeah.
Just that, but it's just slaughter. Like
just bones and teeth.
Right, lovely.
And then scalp.
Yes, it's real. Thank you so much for your hospitality. I have a house. I can go there.
Fuck off if you want.
I will.
Right.
It's like paint. You know the equivalent of like a fridge drawing that your kids did, but it's like got rat bones in it.
Yeah.
You know, macaroni picture.
It just shows a halfling being like stomped on by a bear.
Yeah, I'm not comfortable sleeping.
All right, then I'll meet you at the militia tomorrow.
All right, see you tomorrow.
See you around, man. I'm taking the couch.
All right.
I had a home cooked meal. That's rare.
You can have a home cooked meal tomorrow morning as well.
Oh, man.
Night piss.
All right. Night, Perry.
Piss, you go to sleep to the sounds of Periwinkle and his wife arguing upstairs. Oh. Topics of conversation include, you didn't get it for the church, who were those weird men, and why is one of them sleeping on our couch?
I didn't get it from the church, it's a bit more complicated than that. I'm going to continue with this tomorrow. Those two guys were guys who are in trouble and I helped them, and I'm pretty sure the one that smells like piss and is named piss is homeless.
The fucking cheek. Fucking cheek.
He'll be gone tomorrow. It's okay. I blorp you.
Blorp you too. That's the last sound you hear before they go to bed.
It's like a concept like love, but it's not a direct translation.
No. It's there's no word for love in Orcish.
They made up their own word for each other.
Aww.
At the end of the day, I like to imagine this is a loving relationship.
Oh, no, it is. It is.
I feel like it's under stress right now because the city's in chaos.
Probably, yeah.
No, that makes sense.
You've been working long hours.
That's just life.
You know, we're not going to, it's not a broken relationship.
No, it's quite loving.
It's actually perfectly fine. Just sometimes we fight because we're normal people.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Normal people fight. Thank you very much.
I'd like to go to where I live. Like, I'm guessing above the restaurant I work at.
I was thinking that as well, except that's where Little O lives, so probably not.
So where would I live in Little Tigerland?
I'm imagining, like, an apartment building.
Oh, yeah, no, I was imagining him, like, living in, like, a fold-out, you know, like a little cot in, like, a storeroom?
No, I'm imagining, like, an apartment building in Little Tigerland.
Dingy apartment.
Dingy apartment.
You have to sneak in because you probably owe your landlord money.
Maybe with my gnome girlfriend. Guys, things took a turn today. So
your gnome girlfriend is not home.
Damn it.
Okay, you rolled to see if that
I didn't roll.
Oh. He just made the decision.
A lot of gnomes, very few gnomes are in certain parts of the city right now.
Hon?
We probably killed
her.
Did you
see her on the battlefield today? Tonight?
Maybe I punched through her face. Maybe she was the one that fell off the plane and I punched a hole in.
Imagine. Oh, I was really beginning to think things would go in places.
Your apartment is so shitty.
Yeah.
Why would
you choose to go back to that shitty apartment when you had a bed?
I imagine there was a nice roaring fire that I'm sleeping in.
Absolutely.
I'm imagining nice like a poor gnomish contraption that's like a fan slowly circling around.
Just sparking
off. It's like
smelling like diesel.
You know, like 70s style, like lino on the floor, a bit peeling up. But hey, it's whatever. There's some tinsel.
You can
spaghetti.
Hear faintly downstairs the of the gunpowder engine that powers anything in this building.
If your life was any worse, your gnome girlfriend would, like, when you open the door, she'd have a baby jiggling on her knee and be like, "Where the fuck have you been?" You know what fucking time it is.
Oh, God, I almost want that to happen. Adam?
No.
Ah.
You do take out, like, a beer, maybe, from somewhere?
Yeah. Yeah, just that.
You don't have a fridge because the technology is not that great.
Nah, fair. An have a beer box? and a can of
maybe
like,
yeah, an ice box,
cold spaghetti.
Sad.
Yep, and eat it out of the tin.
Just spaghetti, straight. A traditional halfling meal. I'm allowed to make Italian jokes because that's my heritage.
Exactly. Damn right. Maybe a pastizia or two. Oh, the dream.
Can I wake up?
Pastizia strictly gnomish. No, whatever.
Can I wake up early to make coffee for his family?
Sure.
I want to eat. She was thinking I was weird. So when
we
make
get better again, am I back to being 77?
Oh, no.
It's in increments.
It's rough.
So, Periwinkle, you recover, well, you normally recover 7 hit points after a rest.
Yeah.
But your wife, who is very used to you coming home wounded, knows how to, like, you know, treat wounds.
Happened again.
She bumps it up to 14, but then she also has some, like, herbal remedies from her side of the family. So I'm going to say you recover in total 14 plus 9. So 23 hit points.
That's pretty good.
Nice. All right, what am I on, dude?
35.
Thank God for that.
What do I recover? Any?
Well, at some point during that night, his wife also came down or helped you out.
Thanks, Mia.
Probably before they went up to bed or anything like that. So you recover 14 hit points.
You're a dollar, Mr. O'Rourke.
You should have stayed at our house.
I got my own healing.
You were sent home with some of their herbal remedy. So you recover 7 plus...
Thank you for the hospitality.
9. So you recover 16 hit points.
No.
I feel like maybe if you do have a baby, you just came home to a note being like, I'm living with my mother. And you're like, what am I doing?
Again.
Doing all right. Periwinkle,
your strength is 16. Leo, your... not Leo. Pierce, your constitution is 11.
All right. That's all right.
Otherwise, back to normal.
Yeah.
Mine's
not health-wise, but strength-wise.
Mine's got a while to go. My con is 14 normally.
In the morning, I want to leave a note. Dear, I don't know, what's a gnomish lady name? Either or.
Flip?
Dear Flip?
Flip?
Yeah?
Flip, Sham, Rock.
I like that. I'm thinking that Flip Sham is the first name, Rock is the last
name. Yeah, that's what I was imagining.
Rock is surname, Sham is child name, Flip is adult name.
Dear Flip Sham Rock, if you're reading this, I guess you're alive. And then just kind of like working things out. See you soon. X out.
You go to leave the note and you see a note on the mantelpiece.
Oh, no.
Huh.
You open that?
Yes.
Leo, I didn't want to wake you. There's some food in the kitchen.
Oh, things are good in your life.
Thanks,
that's
love.
Good, man.
We all have functional relationships except for Greg.
I've got several functional relationships.
Thank you very much. I want to go to my restaurant, say I'm taking the day off. If anyone asks why.
Little, who is Little Lo's son, is currently managing the kitchen. And when you say you're taking the day off, he comes out and he says, you are taking the day off?
Yes.
You look a little hurt. Where were you last night?
At the docks. For a little.
I know.
For
all
Papa. Right. It's working on it.
All right. He gives you the eye as you leave.
Working on it, little.
I'll wake up early and I'll fix everyone coffee.
Fucking Giuseppe will take over my government shift. It's okay. Antonio is all right.
He's good.
He's good. And if he can't make it, I'm sure Chris will. Good boys.
Good, honest.
Gragia wakes up first, Periwinkle, and in your half, like, sort of awake state, you are aware of her, like, kissing you on the cheek and saying, come downstairs when you're ready.
I get up. Check out my wounds. I'm doing all right.
With the herbal remedy that your wife applied, you're doing a bit better than you would be normally. You're still not feeling up to strength.
Look in the mirror and I'm like, you got this, big guy. You've got this. And then just back to neutral.
Who's Knock Knock's favorite orc? Who's Knock Knock's favorite boy?
Perry.
In the other room, you hear your wife getting your two daughters up.
Go downstairs and hey,
get some coffee ready for you, I guess.
Oh, coffee.
Just thought I'd, you know, make you guys a cup of coffee. Felt like, you know, maybe got off on the wrong foot beforehand, Ms. O'Rourke. You know, just want you to know I'm a stand-up guy. You know, have a coffee, enjoy. Good morning, everyone.
Your wife, with a very surprised expression, surprised and cautious expression, accepts the coffee.
Right. I also take the coffee with the same look of wary acceptance.
It's not poisoned enough.
It's I put fine. The coffee back. As it said, it's not poisoned or nothing. Right, so we got to head to...
Gragia says an expression to you in Orcish that roughly translates to be a good host, and then she drinks the coffee.
I drink the coffee. It's not awful.
Right, good.
And I tell you exactly that. This coffee is not awful. Well done.
Thank
Let's
you.
Let's go.
Right.
How far away is the little Teagle Eye from the militia?
Little Teagle Eye?
Yeah.
You can see it on the map.
Yeah, you're bordering each other.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Can I just... I'll hang on little, go make like three coffees and just take them. I'll be back. Later.
Little gives you such a stink eye as you leave.
Just take it on the wage, little.
They don't have takeaway cups. You're taking their, like, fucking china with you.
Take on them away.
Except it wouldn't be called china. You're taking their elven with you as you leave.
Get out the good elven.
I've got mugs, too. That I have elven... a gremlin mug and a pitcher made of clay.
That elven is for if the king priest comes.
You bring out the wood elven tonight, all right? I use the shitty wood elven mugs, then. Whatever the crap.
I like to think all of it is tacky. It's all odd as well. Mm-hmm. Like, it's like, you know, you're at your nan's place.
I always imagine that the restaurant he works at is the kind of restaurant that you would go to if you're in Little Teagle Eye and you're like, oh, let's stop at this nice little halfling restaurant. But then you go in and you're like, why is everyone staring at us? Like, you're not locals. Mm. It's clearly a front. Like, you know, restaurants like
yep,
that.
Yep, yep.
Is there like a...
It's like
bagels
that,
or anything,
but
there
the
as well?
Food is amazing.
Oh, yeah. Oh yeah. Is it like something I can eat in the way, like a Danish or a pastry or something? From
they probably have, yeah.
What do we make?
Getting more of a stink eye from Little though.
They probably have like breakfast pasties and stuff
I'll
like that.
I'll grab one breakfast pasty, eat that, cast mage hand, carry the coffees. She a little tron.
I like that mage hand is not an extra hand. You know that it requires you to manipulate your hand, however.
So you've just got to manipulate.
I guess you could hold two coffees like that.
You can do it. Wait, the pasty in your mouth.
It's fine. I can be back later, little.
Can I walk behind him and, as we walk to the militia, steal apples for breakfast from carts?
You actually have breakfast at his place. Oh, you have cereal with meat flakes in them.
Yum.
Yeah, I am. It was cereal with pig and milk.
Arty.
With
That's
bacon.
Arty. That's good for you. Good for the ticker.
And if you do steal apples, I'll smack them out of your hand and punch you in the face.
I was going to do it without you looking. That's the plan, but that's fine.
All right, we're heading to the militia, but we're not going to see the captain. We're going to see my mates first.
All right.
All right.
That's a good plan.
And we're just going to tell them that Eden has a dragon and that we need their help to stop him using the dragon to basically seize control of the city.
Before you leave, though, Gragia once again kisses you on the cheek and whispers when she does that, be good.
I'll try.
Can I give his two daughters... Hey, I've got gifts for you. I want to give one a hunk of cheese and one a chunk of meat.
They accept them.
Right,
Buns is lactose intolerant, so give the cheese to Sweat Rock.
All right,
they seem like a little, you know, hesitant to do it until Gragia says again in Orcish, be a good host.
Right.
And they both accept.
Excellent. Let's chuff along.
Let's go.
Mm-hmm. I meet up with them, boys.
Yeah, I assume you meet up like in a market somewhere. Yeah. You've prearranged. Yeah.
Bought you some coffees. There you go.
Right, thanks.
All right, so we're going to go to my militia buddies. We're going to ask the 10 buddies that I've got to see if they'll help us stop Eaton's dragon.
Yeah.
That way we don't... And then if we still want more people, I can try to persuade the captain because...
Or we
chat to,
you know, some
him.
Of the fellas
you
down
got, You're on pretty good grounds with them all.
So if I said we need to storm Eaton's castle because he's got a dragon and I think he's going to seize power again, the captain would be on board with that.
Well, you don't know, but you like you reckon you have a chance at convincing
like
him.
Like a discussion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, I'll get my 10 guys.
Yeah.
And then I'll go have a meeting with the captain.
All right.
Meet back here in an hour.
Well, you want to go to Lytai, see if they're going to help us get involved?
Like,
or would you just come from
the DL?
Yeah, right.
Keep on the DL. Maybe
you
get a little
you can come with me then.
Cool, a free
you
day.
You can come with me if you want.
Yeah, right, yeah. Well, what are the militia and
you might be arrested on spot depending
probably
who.
Probably best if I hang low. You know.
Best if.
I've got quite
you,
a
we'll arrest you, but... If I'm vouching for you, you probably won't get arrested.
We could take that risk.
Like, you're kind of already asking a big favor. You probably don't want to push
You should stay
it.
Here, no, Piss.
I'll stay here.
We'll stay here. You go to the militia. Like,
I think we should check in with Laura, really. Probably.
It's a thing.
Yeah, I might check in with Laura. That's all the same to
That's
you guys.
Right. I might. Well, if you're doing that, To meet you back in an hour?
Yeah, right, give it an hour.
I might go check in on Flip Sam.
Yeah, right.
While you guys are having this conversation, you're maybe looking over Leo's shoulder, and you see in the crowd, trying to look, looking very nonchalant, but he looks up and makes eye contact with you, Father Ralph Moroni.
Right, so I'm going to take off. I'm gonna shoot. I'll meet you back here in an hour. Sound good?
That sounds good.
All right. Not run, but
just me, or did he look like he was running away from someone bad?
I know, I'm walking to Father Moroni.
All right, cool. When you walk towards him, he turns and walks, obviously leaving. All right, you want to go meet your mates?
I'm going to go meet my mates.
And where are you going?
I might go check in on the gnome, see how Flip Sham is. But I want to sit outside the militia, still drinking a coffee. I want to smoke a cigarette, kind of like this, you know? Most people smoke like that.
Two fingers like that.
Kind of holding it, pointing it down, so trying to hide the cigarette.
Kind of like this, the way a very stressed person might smoke
a cigarette. You can wait at the front of the militia, and if anyone comes and tries to hurt you, just yell real loud and I'll come out and punch them.
I'm going to go check on the gnomes.
All right. I think we'll start with Periwinkle.
Cool.
The militia are operating right now out of Captain...
What's his name? Seymour.
Yeah, Captain Seymour Tolton's place. His just place of residence is where their headquarters is. You go in there. He's got a very nice, stately-ish sort of building. He was well-to-do before everything happened. People like him. He's very popular because he was kind of the ruling elite, but he was a nice guy, which was very rare. So he has a lot of sway in the town, and the town militia naturally formed towards him. You've got a pretty good relationship with him. You're both friendly.
Yep.
You're feeling pretty good coming in. It's busy. A very busy day today.
Yeah.
You haven't contacted those 10 buddies ahead of time, so you're going to have to grab them each individually.
Yep.
Which isn't too much of a problem, but how would you like to approach this? Everyone gather together in the break room, talk to them individually?
If I get them all in the break room, I think I might do it individually and tell them to meet us later.
Yeah.
My strategy is, and feel free to shoot this down, lads. My strategy would be to talk to them individually, get them on side first, so that if I can't get the captain to agree, I've at least got these 10 guys.
No, that's clever.
How far will Periwinkle's influence at the town militia go? Find out next time on Jaren's Outpost Hustle, a D&D is for Nerds adventure.
Thanks for listening. If you want to help support the show, why not become a member at SansPantsPlus.com and get early access to our shows, a bunch of exclusive content, and much, much more. That's SansPantsPlus.com.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Hey there, fellow adventurer. If you're picking up what we're putting down and want more D&D content, we have just what you need to scratch that itch. D&D is for Nerds Plus, the symbol, not the word, where you can listen to select campaigns that were once only available to SansPants Plus members. The further adventures of the Grey Hill Free Company if you want shorter campaigns with beautiful guests, and D&D is for Nerds, not Ognot, where all our non-canon D&D adventures go to rest. Just search for D&D is for Nerds on your favorite podcast app of choice and join us on this epic quest of D&D podcast discovery.